Hi there, this is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and welcome back to Admission Insight. The school year is off and running here at the Pennington School, fall is in the air, homecoming weekend is upon us, and we are excited to bring you a treat of an episode today. Sharon Jarbo, our Director of Admission, has a wonderful and useful conversation with Danielle Silverstein, who is a new parent at the Pennington School, of both an upper schooler and a middle schooler. The conversation discusses the ins and outs of the admission process, words of wisdom for families that are going through it, and everything in between. So sit back, enjoy, and remember to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. As we always say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything is gonna turn out. Find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family navigate the independent school admission process. I'm Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission and Financial Aid, and I'm sitting here in my beautiful office at the Pennington School. We have a very special guest for you today, and to celebrate our 28th episode, Danielle Silverstein. Danielle is a new mom to the Pennington School who brought two of her children here into both middle school and upper school. And she came to the admission team just recently and said, you know what? Applying isn't the easiest thing ever, and I would love to help those other families out there to understand how to go about it and to give them some pro tips from a mom who just came out the other end of the process feeling pretty good. Danielle?
Hi, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I think that one of the best ways to learn about how to go about the admissions process is to hear from someone who just did it. And I did just do it at two levels. My younger son was entering sixth grade when we were applying, and my older son was entering ninth. So even though the application processes were similar for the two of them, there were definitely differences also and different things you concentrate on depending on age. So I learned a lot, and I'm glad to be here to talk about it.
Okay, so let's roll it right back to the beginning. Why did you even embark on this journey? Why did you even start the application process?
So in the beginning, honestly, we never intended to. Our kids have gone to public schools all their lives, and I have three kids. My oldest, when she was in high school, she wound up going to another private school in North Jersey that she absolutely loved and adored and was like a perfect fit for her. And then as our boys were getting older, especially our son who's now in ninth grade, I think as a parent, like, you're trying to give your kids kind of the best like trajectory for them, and you can see as they're getting older what's working for them and what isn't. And I think that we sort of knew that maybe we needed to give him an opportunity to have an experience that was going to be more immersive and more inclusive than what he was getting at our local public school. So we kind of just started to look, and things sort of we thought that we were going to go in one direction when we were looking and wound up in another direction. So I think keeping an open mind is really important. But I think that we just were trying to do right by each of our kids, and put them where it was the best fit. And it did not seem like that was going to be in the school that they were in.
I think those words, just trying to do right by each of your kids, really must resonate with every family that's listening right now. And I'm wondering, as you were seeking something a little bit more than what you felt the public school could offer, did you have certain non-negotiables, like the school must absolutely have ABC? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think from the beginning, you know, even though we definitely, you know, obviously we wanted a school that was going to be strong and interesting academically. But I think as far as non-negotiables went, what we really, really wanted, I mean, in the true sense of the word, was a community. And I know that that is such an overused, overhyped word, especially when it comes to schools, right? You walk in and the first thing you see in the hallway is like, we're a community, and, you know, in every school. But I think that it is very, very rare that that is actually, you know, actively, intentionally the case. So I knew that we needed to spend time really talking to people and going there, because that really was the biggest thing that we wanted. And I also really thought that for my middle son, who was actually, we were only looking for him at first. We were not looking for a younger son. That's how impressed we were with school. But for our older 15-year-old, well, he's 15 now, we really wanted a place where he would really feel like he could be himself, and feel like for all the different things that he was interested in, that he could actually pursue them without feeling like he wasn't going to fit in. And so those things, I think, for us, and we really actually wanted a boarding school, even though we didn't think our kids were going to be boarding. And for us, we felt like the diversity and the cultural experiences and just the acceptance of there's humans here from almost 40 different countries, and what that means for an environment and how you have to learn to, you know, to relate to different people and to interact and to form bonds. That was actually wound up being really important to us, even though we didn't know that whether or not our kids, I mean, maybe they'll board one day, but we knew they weren't at first. So,
you really understood why you were looking and what you were looking for. So I guess my next question is the how. How did you form your list of schools? How did you do your research? And what would you suggest that other families do? Should they follow your path, or if you had it to do over again, would you do it a different way?
I mean, the path that we went on, I think it was the right path, because obviously we ended up here. And I say that sincerely. Like, when we first started, I honestly didn't even know really what we were doing. I mean, I knew nothing, really. I knew the school that we sent my daughter to, and that was kind of it. Like, we hadn't done much other research except for the fact that my husband and I both went to different schools in the area. But we very much kept an open mind, which was the biggest thing, because someone said to us, you know, that we should look at, you know, different schools than we were intending to. And we did, you know, and I think that we let people know that we were looking, and the fact that we let them know, you know, they offered insights and advice, and they helped us to formulate our list, kind of like people who I trusted, who I knew had kids in private school. It was important to me to talk to them, because I knew that that they probably had a lot of really good information that they could share with me. And I think that had we based it just on, you know, the fact that we were only going to look the places where we had gone, or the places that, you know, like we wanted a certain ranking or this or that, or, you know, I think that we would have really been doing ourselves and our kids a disservice. And so we really did keep an open mind and let the process kind of take on its own form. Like, we just kind of followed that, and it wound up being great.
So you mentioned conversations with friends having a big influence, and, you know, conversations are real life. And now all of our schools have these wonderful website and digital experiences. And can you speak a little bit about how much research you were able to successfully do online versus the importance of showing up on campus and experiencing it in real life?
Yeah, I guess initially when I looked online, you know, you go on the website and everything, and I mean, like website, everything looks great on a website, you know? I mean, in so many different respects, you never know if you're going to show up and it's going to actually be that or not. And of course, you can look at all the statistics you want. You can look at all the rankings and all the, you know, the numbers. But at the end of the day, for us, it was right fit. And, you know, and there's no like algorithm for that. So honestly, when we came here for visitation, I'm going to be very, very honest and say that like we kind of like dragged our kid here. When he got here, honestly, I was like so frustrated because I couldn't get him to like sit up straight and, you know, all the things that I wanted him to do. I was like, please don't ask his name because I don't want you to associate. And then there was a student panel and he asked a question to the student panel, which I was shocked about. And then after that, two boys from the panel came up to talk to him about his question. Like, nobody told them to. You could see it was completely natural. And one of the admissions officers also came up and, like, started answering his questions and everything. And by the time we walked out, his physical presence, the way he was talking about it, the way I could tell that he had shifted in his concept of what it meant to go to school here. Thank goodness we came that day. Like, thank goodness we didn't just base it on statistics and rankings and, you know, website images and all of that. Like, being here made all the difference in the world. And we'd been on other campuses too, but it was those little things that, you know, that he felt so seen when he was here, that, you know, I think that he walked away just feeling like, wow, that would never happen at the school I'm at now.
That's amazing. And I think you described what I would call a magical experience or a magical moment. During your visit, things just started to click. And of course, you ended up at the Pennington School. So I'm so glad they clicked for you here. But I know for other families, it's going to click someplace else. But that won't happen unless you actually get out there. Now, was there anything that you were skeptical about as you embarked on this journey to move your son possibly, and in the end, both sons, out of public school and into this world?
I think, first of all, I think that the whole undertaking of we're going to take them out and place them in a different environment is in and of itself a really big deal, especially when you know that they're going to be watching kids that they've been with for all these years go on to, you know, the same school and all of that. So I think that you really have to be ready to, from the moment you even start applying, sort of having those discussions with your kid and why you're the whys, right? The this is why we're doing it. We're not doing it because, you know, we're trying to take you away from your friends but the whys of we just feel like there are so many more opportunities, so many more chances for you to be who you really are, find who you really are. And also reasons I think that they identify with, you know, not just like the it's better academics and, you know, all those things, but finding those little nuances that you know that they're going to be excited about and talking about those. But also, I did not know anything, and I am not the most organized person. So I was really, really worried about like keeping track of everything. And, you know, and then when we decided that to have our younger son apply too, then I was dealing with two applications at the same time and balancing like they need to do their own applications, but yet I also need to be, you know, making sure that they're getting them in and all that stuff. So there's so many moving parts that I was like, I'm going to miss a deadline or I'm going to, you know, that something is going to happen where it it seems like such a tall mountain to climb when you're at the bottom of it at first. So yes, those things I was very, very afraid of, like messing it up because I couldn't keep it all together.
So that fear of your own disorganization, you know, disrupting the process for your children, I completely relate to that. In 2002, I was, quote, just a mom applying, and I was so disorganized that they had to take the SSAT in a private facility and have the results faxed over to the school at midnight of the deadline. Oh, yeah. So, and that's how nice Pennington is. And then they let me be the director of admission. And I'm always thinking, do you remember when I applied? But that was a while ago. I think my family's a little older than yours. So do you have any practical tips for the moms out there like us of how to organize this process?
Yeah, well, also, first of all, the is it a portal? What is it called? Like a portal? Yeah, it does really help. I mean, it is. It does help you keep you organized. And also, what I didn't realize, I think, at the time was that, I mean, I guess I sort of, this sounds really strange, but I guess I sort of thought of the admissions team as like being on the opposite team of me. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like that you're sort of like, you don't want to reach out and everything because it's awkward. And but the most shocking part, which I think made it all so much nicer and like made it I always say what I didn't expect was that we as a family, we would learn so much from the experience. I thought it would be more like fighting against something and feeling like you were just constantly stressed, and it is stressful for sure, and there's so much uncertainty and there's so much, you know, you're hopeful and all these things, but I couldn't believe like how when I would reach out with a question, I would apologize like 12 times in every email. I would be like, I'm so sorry. And every single time it was like, no, this is why we're here. We want to help you. And I guess I just never expected it to be like that. You know what I mean? I sort of expected it to be like, you know, we're up here, you're down here, we are, you know. And it was the exact opposite. Like, and I think that really was shocking to me, and I mean, an amazing shock, but it was, I did not expect that at all. I thought I was going to be like in it on my own, and you so don't feel like that if you reach out and utilize, you know, the resources.
That is such great advice. And now once you realize that we're here actually to support you, and that's our jobs, and we actually think it's fun and enjoyable, how did you start to find that right balance between you as a super mom taking over the whole process and letting their voices shine? Because, you know, in the end, you already went to middle school and high school, and we're looking at them, and it can be so tempting to package them and do it for them, especially when they're in that reticent stage. So can you talk a little bit about that and what you'd recommend to other parents out there?
Yeah, I think keeping the kids on top of it was for me, you know, probably the most challenging part, especially my younger son who, you know, doesn't have all that much experience in life and everything, and you're trying to get them to think about things and you know, to get excited about it. I think that the way to keep them on top of it is to, again, have these discussions reminding them of the why. And we would go on, we watched all the YouTube videos from the school, and, you know, we listened to the podcast, and we, you know, we tried to have these connections that it would still feel present. You know what I mean? That it would still feel like, I was there 3 months ago, but, you know, I wanted them to feel like it, that they were constantly sort of in it, and it wasn't just this like amorphous thing that they were taking part of, but that it was something, you know, like a goal and a, you know, something that they were going to hopefully benefit from. And we also we're lucky enough that we didn't live, and we didn't live super close. We were almost an hour, but close enough that we and we came to some basketball games because we knew that our son would love to watch the bat. You know, we wanted him to see like the camaraderie and the school spirit. And he came to those basketball games. And every time he left, he was like blown away by how everybody was just together in the stands and all the things that I knew he would relate to. You know, when our younger son did the spend a day, like he definitely, you know, saw that there were things that, I mean, he's very passionate about, you know, coding and STEM and all of that stuff. And just seeing all the equipment and the stuff that was available for him, and the Kool-Aid in the lunchroom, which was his favorite part. he was, you know, he started to feel like, I want to do this because I want to be there. So if you can make that connection and not just have it this be this, don't forget you have to do your applications. Don't forget you have to do your applications, and make it sort of feel like they are the person, you know, who's driving the boat, who's like, this is for you to get where you should be, where you are, you want to belong. And if you, you know, just keeping that sort of at the top of things, I think is really helpful to have that connection.
I agree. And when you were describing that reticence stage where they were maybe even a little bit overly actively resistant to the process in the beginning, and then as you and your husband kept drawing them in, and the school itself and the experience of it kept drawing them in, did the switch then flip and they went from not wanting to come here or be involved to like, oh my gosh, am I going to get in? And that anxious waiting period until decisions are released March 10th. How was that for your family, and what do you recommend to other families?
Yeah, it switched, I mean, completely, like to the point where, you know, he wanted to go to every baseball game and we were sort of like, okay, let's, because yes, you do have to balance that, and you do have to prepare them for the fact that it is extremely hard to get in. And even if you're, you know, you have all the right qualifications and everything, you just don't know. And we made it very apparent that, you know, if he didn't get in, it wouldn't be because of who he is, you know, and all of that. Of course, I was a wreck, like a wreck for a month. And I think that there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, it's just what it is, you know, and it feels like 4 years when you're going through it. But at the same time, you know, we did apply to more than one school because we didn't want to like have it just be that we had one shot and that was it. Of course, we had a first choice and all of that, but we did have other schools on the list that, you know, I think they would have done okay at or well at. And not only that, we also said to them, you know, I think one thing you say to your kid is, look, we're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure that, you know, you're in an environment that is going to be good for you. And if this isn't going to be the way, we're going to figure it out. You know, and we're not, this isn't the end of the journey. If you don't get it, like this will start us on something different. And, I think our kids knew that we weren't going to let them just stay in a place that they didn't love and weren't comfortable. I think that they knew that we would figure it out. And my husband and I knew that we would figure it out. And I think my husband knew more than I did that we would figure it out. It's interesting because I really do believe that you wind up where you're supposed to be. And with my daughter, you know, she had one school she wanted to go to and everything. And I kept telling her that for me, when I was applying to schools, that I did not get into my first choice, and none of my children would be born now had I gotten into my first choice. So, you know, I wound up like crying for 2 weeks in my bed that I didn't get into my first choice, and then wound up being like, thank God I didn't get into my first choice. And I know that's a really hard perspective to see from where you're sitting when you're so in it and you put so much effort into, I mean, the application process is really, it's a lot. It's rigorous and it's overwhelming. It can be. But I think that you also, if you've gone through that process, you're the type of person who's going to make sure that you figure it out and you find something else, right? Like, that's just obviously who you are because you've already done that to a certain degree for your kid. So you're not going to stop just because they didn't get into the school. You're going to keep doing it. And that there are plenty of other ways and places. But I do think that applying to one school would have made it so much more stressful for us. You know, even if the other ones weren't, we didn't want them as much. Certainly, I think that we would have made them work and they would have been a great alternative. And maybe, you know, the surprise would be that, you know, where you didn't think your kid would do great, they will. So I think that you have to keep that balance of, yes, we really want this, but also it isn't the end.
I think you've touched on something so important, and it goes back to that original question, why did you start to look at independent schools to begin with? And what you touched upon is this idea that if you open yourself wholeheartedly to a process and then with reckless abandon, you throw yourself into all of the components and you get your heart set on something, in the end, no matter what, something good always comes out of a process like that. And that's called finding your right path. And that transcends even your right fit. And we really subscribe to that on this admission team. If we didn't believe that, we could not do this work. And we open every decision committee actually with asking for a blessing. Like we say, we're with all humility. We want to make the best decisions for our school, but mostly for these children who have applied. So thank you so much. I think we're very aligned on so many things, and I hope families that you've learned from Danielle's wisdom of having gone through this last year. Before we close out, do you have any last words of wisdom, Danielle?
I think that the biggest one was the keeping an open mind, you know, that that I think that we have an idea in our head of what we want or what, again, the rankings and the statistics and all of that, which, you know, obviously you want your kid at a great school, you know, you want them to thrive and be successful. But when it comes down to it, I think that it's the nuances of the places that, you know, that wind up making your child feel connected. And so to go and to have the experience, for all the things that your kid will connect with, right? That you take them, that you see the, you know, again, the basketball games, if you're, you know, your kid has a lot of school spirit, or go see the play if you know that your kid is into, like, those types of things, going and actually seeing what it's like in action is awesome. And I know that people live far and sometimes can't or whatever, you know, that's not always something you can do. But if you can make it happen, I think getting there, not just for the interview, but in a situation where your kid isn't under any pressure. You know what I mean? Like when we're at the basketball game, he could just enjoy the basketball game. You know, so that was something that I think he got to be there without having to hold his breath. You know, it's just a different vibe when you're going under those circumstances. So, and also the thing that I didn't know, that admissions teams are real people. And that, you know, and that you really, I think that was the biggest shock of all of it, was that it was the most wonderful experience to, like, be on the other side of that and to see, you know, to see that you guys are sort of looking for people who are going to help make this school the same things what we're looking for in a school. And that is kind of a cool thing, you know, not just like, you know, not just that you guys are so, you do it from such a human place. And I think that probably gets, you probably feel like that gets lost sometimes too, like that people forget that. And, you know, you really feel it here a lot. So I thank you guys because we learned so much as a family, and we did not expect to have that experience. And it was like one of, I'm going to cry because I cry every time I'm here. But anyway, that was one of the best, most unexpected things. So yes, utilize the admissions team and, you know, don't be intimidated by them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on today. And families, as Danielle said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.